Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, not the image itself of the things, can never by the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, perfect those who draw near. Otherwise would they not have ceased to be offered, because those worshipping, having once been purified, would have no longer had the consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a bringing to mind of sins year by year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, coming into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you did not delight." Then I said, "Behold, I have come, in the roll of the book it is written concerning me, to do your will, O God." Saying above, "Sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you did not desire nor delight in, which are offered according to the law." He then has said, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By which will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily, ministering and offering often the same sacrifices, which can never remove sins. But this one, having offered one sacrifice for sins, set down forever on the right hand of God, henceforth waiting until his enemies are made the footstool for his feet. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after having said, "This is the covenant which I will covenant with them after those days, says the Lord, I will impart my laws upon their hearts, and upon their mind I will inscribe them." He then says, "And their sins and their lawlessnesses I shall by no means remember any more." Now where forgiveness of these is, there is no longer an offering for sin. Having therefore, brothers, boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus, which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a great priest over the house of God, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope unwavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider one another so as to incite one another to love and good works, not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. For when we sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice of bulls and goats for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fervor of fire, which is to consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without compassion on the testimony of two or three witnesses. By how much do you think he will be thought worthy of worst punishment, who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, and has considered the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and has insulted the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." But call to mind the former days, in which, having been enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings. On one hand, being made a spectacle both in reproaches and in afflictions, and on the other, having become partakers with those who are treated the same. For you both sympathized with those in bonds and accepted with joy the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves have a better possession and one that abides. Do not cast away, therefore, your boldness, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance in order that, having done the will of God, you may obtain the promise. For in yet a very little while the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul does not delight in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to ruin, but of them who have faith to the gaining of the soul.